You're listening to Arise and Shine, the podcast, with your fabulous hosts, Nicole, Rangi, and myself, Emma. We want you to feel inspired by a place where everyone is welcome to listen and experience the love and the joy that comes from being in community together. We are all about loving each other and building one another up, and we hope that this experience has inspired you to be the change that you want to see in your world. Now back to your hosts for today, who love life, are far from perfect, and are all about bringing a fun and authentic message for you to enjoy. So today's episode is all about self-confidence, and every one of us definitely want to be more self-confident in everything that we do, whether it be from our relationships, in our workspace, and you know, how we enter a room and how we present ourselves. We all want to be confident. And the fact of the matter is it does not come naturally for a lot of people. In fact, I think probably 99% of people, it doesn't come naturally. And we want to talk to you today about our own perspective and our own experiences and how we as individuals get more confident. And I think for me, it's definitely been, I've never really lacked self-esteem. Like I am confident in who I am, but it's just that negative mindset, like really just being my own worst enemy in how I think and feel about myself.
You are your worst critic. That's how it is. I think the moment you start criticizing yourself, that's when your self-confidence starts to deteriorate. And you will start to feel that you're not worthy and I could be better. And you start comparing yourself to someone else. And you're speaking that all over yourself. And I think I'm personally in the process of trying to control those words that I speak over myself. And I think the moment that I started speaking them over myself is when I start to feel that I am not worthy or I am not confident enough, I can be better.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the area where I really lack confidence is actually meeting new people. And I know, you know, I married an extrovert who is incredibly social. And when I met him, I didn't have a massive amount of friends and he had a huge social network. And I used to get anxiety before we would meet a new couple or a new friend of his. I would ask him, I'm like, are they a hugger or a kisser? Do I shake their hand? Because
give me the description of who they are so I can prepare myself to what to do. Yeah,
totally. It was absolute preparation. And it seems so silly now and I have no issues with me. I actually love meeting new people and I love new connections and things like that. But it's something that I had to learn as a person. It was almost felt like anxiety, like I sort of stressed about meeting this person, and it was my own self-esteem, like I didn't have anything to offer them as a new friend.
How are you going to connect with them and how you are going to come across to themselves as of how they're going to think of you? It's always all those thinking, the mindset, the worry, the nagging that comes in your head goes on. It's like meeting, that's how I felt when I met Kati's parents. they describes you what sort of a family they are, because Gaji is a perfect example, because they're loud, they say what they have to say, there's no filter. And I didn't come from a family like that, and I was always taught to be the quiet, reserved, take a step back, not put a step in front, take a step back before you say something, and always think twice. And so all those things run through your head no matter what. And then as I grew as a person, I think just after, of course, I finished the 19s, and hit entered to the 20s, and I was like, hang on a second, I can do this. I just prepare myself before I meet someone. So it was almost like writing notes about people before you present yourself. And then I hit the mid-20s and I was like, as like in everything, aging does help. And I think life experience and experiencing things and understanding how people can be different, and that you can't please everyone, you're not going to get that 100% out of everyone. But if you manage to get 70% out of them, I reckon that'll do.
Absolutely. And isn't it funny how we all have that same thing? What are they going to think of me? Like, you know, I don't even know, for me sometimes I'm like, oh, should I really hit the post on Facebook to that? You know, and I start to think, oh, it's a good post. Like, and you, that little thing of like, what will they think? Like, who is they? Yeah. For starters, they are worried about themselves. They really don't care about you in a way that, you know, you should second guess yourself. But yeah, I think when I started to meet new friendships and get around in different social networks, I felt like everybody was better than me. And that caused me to have low self-esteem and
expectation, expecting to be better of yourself because you're comparing. I used to do that. I try not to, but comparing yourself to another person and think, oh, I don't know if I'm doing it right, but she does it so much better.
And you know that the absolute most confident people, not the arrogant ones, but the ones who are confident in exactly who they are, who just have this really self-assured presence about them, that they're so, I'm like, how do I get to be like that? Because I want to feel comfortable. I don't want to feel anxious when I'm meeting new people. And when I really start to think, okay, it's less about them and more, who cares if I haven't got anything to offer? Let me just learn from them, you know, and stop worrying about not being enough to contribute to that friendship or anything.
It's not about comparing yourself to them and how can you become like them. I personally think the only person that we would even consider of becoming is God himself. But other than that, there's no point of comparing yourself or trying to become someone else that you're already not. Every one of us is called to be someone and to be something, and not, I don't think anyone is less of a less confident person. Everyone is confident in their own way, but they just don't know how to shine it and what's their, what is their motivation or what makes them confident. And for some people, it could be their favorite lipstick. I've watched a movie, I can't remember the title of it. She actually went on did a surgery, a major surgery, and she wore this red, bright red lipsticks on. And the doctor or the nurse was like, well, how do I approach this woman? She's wearing bright lipstick. But that's her way of her confident, putting herself, feeling confident. And you could wear new clothing or wear your favorite glasses, your favorite sunnies, whatever it is, just finding what makes you confident. But try and loosen up the materialistic stuff, because they are only going to bring you joy for a limited amount of time. Everything like that will deteriorate, and then you find something else to hang on to, and then that will break, and then you go on to another one, and it's like not finding the true meaning of what makes you confident.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think on my own personal journey, a lot of my confidence, like I, being so young, I lack a lot of experience. And I'm like, well, that for me, you know, I've always been reluctant to step out and do something different or new. And I've never enrolled myself into study or anything like that, because I didn't believe I was academically capable to do that. Yeah. And, you know, I left school at the end of year 9 to become a hairdresser. And now I'm into my 20s. I'm super eager in on this learning, just this growth stage of learning. And the thing that has given me the most confidence is having that knowledge, but also not being afraid to step out and have the correct mindset, which is what we spoke about in being self-aware. that failure, confidence comes from failure as well.
Failures are good. The more you fail is the more you're going to gain in the next step. And I think I wasn't a very academic person at school either. I was very average, but I knew what my strengths were. And for some reason, when I finished year 11, a light bulb went on my head, and I felt like I have other things that are my strengths, and let's go pursue that. And I think I was lucky enough to find that in that age, where I was able to find my strength and pursue my goals and my dreams and go beyond. And I think that's what led me to becoming a teacher. I wanted to make a difference in children's life and to give them that confidence, the boost they needed, which I didn't get. I'm not saying I had bad teachers. Of course I did. Wonderful teachers. But the problem was getting into their mindsets and letting them understand the toy that you're holding on to is, if that's giving you confidence, keep it. It's okay. It's whatever makes you confident. If it makes you confident to wear a perfectly clean uniform, go for it. But if it's telling you to wear the one that's dirty in the laundry basket, wear it. Don't let other people judge you. Just get yourself out there.
Yeah, totally. And I think as a teacher, that is such a powerful position to be in, to speak life over those children. And I heard a statistic yesterday that 1 in 7 primary age school students have a mental health issue.
Definitely. And it's quite unfortunate. Like, I grew up in a third world country. The confident level that we got was very different to what the children here has. And luckily enough, I was able to come here in my teen years and to see what is out there, to gain that confidence. I feel like the kids here have so much and they have all that support. They don't have that cultural background or the mindset of the people and their families telling them what not to do, but they're quite lucky to have people telling them and admiring them and being positive about them not getting those cultural clutter into their mindset. But then again, at the same time, they are so vulnerable. They are so opened up to a wide range of people that are telling them so many different things that makes them want to curl up and hide in their bedrooms, where back home for us, we were not allowed to do that. We had to be with our family all the time. We didn't have the opportunity to use so many electronic gadgets, so we were not in that cyberspace doing like what all the teenagers do, looking at others and comparing and doing all those things, where we were just with family. So there's pros and cons to it. And so there's the good side and the bad side. But once again, it comes down to the support system that you have. But when you're young, it's a little bit hard to understand yourself. Going back to our previous episode of self-awareness and self-love, when you're young, you probably understand it well, Emma, because you grew up and you went through all of that, and you probably received harsh comments and gone through those teen bullying and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for me, you know, a lot of people, there's immense pressure from their parents to be something or do something, and there's an expectation from them that can really hinder what your purpose is and what you're called to do. And you almost have this thing like, if I pursue that, mum and dad aren't going to be proud of me, or this, you know, maybe it's your husband who's not who just, you know, Ranga, you mentioned before about that support. Like, I know for us stepping out and being vulnerable and sharing stuff like this, we have a really, really good support.
Mm.
Like, not only in our friendships, but we have supportive partners as well, yeah, for us of who do have partners respectively. But, and that has given us a huge boost in the direction for where we want to be. It's that support that comes, and you can't always rely on other people's approval. You need to be certain in yourself. So sometimes it can be difficult to, you know, receive that from your parents, but find your support in maybe a close friendship or somebody who will be cheering you on into what you want to be, and just sort of distancing yourself from that.
And finding, when you mentioned about finding someone, it is a hard one, because you want to know what their intentions are. If they're genuinely interested in you becoming the best person you are, then that's fantastic. And I think that's where your parents come to the picture. I always say parents, because no matter what happened, your family is your family, and your parent does have your best intention. They don't want to see you lose or see you weep and cry and go to a place where you shouldn't be. But even saying that, there are families and there are people in the community out there who has gone through something, and finding that support is the hardest thing. So finding a mutual friend or someone in that mutual zone is the best way to go. Even if you – look, I'm not saying go and talk to a counsellor, but if you have the opportunity to do that, someone who's not going to judge you or who's not going to give you the bad or the wrong things in, put them in your head, but encourage you to be yourself and to do what you're called to do. And I don't mean every one of us are meant to be these famous people or being able to do something to the greater community in a bigger level, but it is to do something that you're passionate about and give you confidence in. It's all come down to your confidence. If there's anything that makes you feel like I'm confident in doing this, that's what you got to do. It doesn't have to be something major, but even something little. By going out to this, I've seen people who struggle to go out to the supermarket. If Nick was here, I remember she was sharing something in the past about her life and how going out to the supermarket was a challenge. And so something simple like that can boost your confidence and your energy. Finding that support system is just so important, and finding the right support system is just so important.
And the support that I have had has, you know, eventually you're actually okay without that as well. Like, you, whether, you know, for me, because this is a current thing for me, going live on Facebook. Yeah. I could not do that on my own prior to this, but I know that I've got that support there. My husband's encouraging me on. I've got the girlfriends who have got my back, and I'm actually really, really genuinely don't care about people's opinions of me, because I'm so sure in myself and what I'm doing that gives me the ability to have the confidence to step out and share whatever we are that it is that we're talking about. And I'm so thankful for that, and I really wish that everybody could find that for themselves. And it is an active, you know, if you're not, we are preset to be negative thinkers. And if you are not actively aware of that and counteracting that with positive affirmations over yourself, you know, one thing that I like to do, and I do this even when I'm driving in the car, is I picture that thought in a speech bubble written above my head, and I choose whether or not I'm going to keep that or pop it and dissolve it. And the way that I dissolve it is by speaking back to it. It's like an internal dialogue. And I'm aware of it, and I dissolve it by putting through a positive affirmation. And this isn't to boost my ego or to make me feel,
It's how you feel, how you can be confident, how you practice yourself to be ready for the day or whatever you're doing. It's speaking life to you, not to anyone else, but you're speaking life to yourself.
And if I gave in to those thoughts, and I would never step out, like I wouldn't be here today sharing perspective on my own personal journey with you, because my mind would have told me that I'm not good enough or I've got no value to share. And I would have listened to that and thought, you know what, nobody really cares what I have to say. And those little things, they add up and they hold us back from what we're called to do or be, whether it be a job or anything. If you haven't got the skills, go and learn, put yourself through a course. There's so much wisdom that you can learn just from having conversation with people and learning their perspective and their knowledge. And that all builds confidence. And isn't it funny, we're talking about confidence, we haven't really even mentioned about your physical appearance. It all starts from within and what you're speaking over yourself to be true. And every single person has value and has a gift and has something to offer the world. And if you find out what that is, get yourself a good support system, you will have the confidence to pursue absolutely anything.
Yeah, absolutely anything. Anything, you can conquer anything. Any big wave, any big disaster, you can conquer it because you're confident enough to go through with it. And for many people, when challenges come and life changes and a new chapter begins, lack of self-confidence really comes into play, and that negative mindset will start speaking over them. So being able to speak over the positive side of things and to be able to praise yourself for what you've done and what you've learned and what you've overcome makes you feel like you can take on the world.
It's definitely, yeah, you really need to give yourself grace and stop critiquing yourself. Look, focus in on your strengths and don't worry too much about your weaknesses. If there's areas in your life that you want to improve on, whether it be from your diet to your exercise regime, don't be so harsh on yourself. Mm. Just stop looking at the results of what you're trying to achieve and start really enjoying that journey of whatever it is. Like I sort of think, you know, if we are going to talk about our appearance and that sort of thing, I was thinking every single morning since I've been in seventh grade, I've put makeup on, and it usually takes me about, oh, let's say 10 minutes to apply.
Yeah.
And half the time I don't, you know, I would still leave the house even without it. I still feel equally as confident today, maybe not in high school, but today, to leave the house with a bare face. But it's just taking that time, that ritual, not the result of looking beautiful with makeup on, but just that time spent in on me, because I deserve that. And that comes back to self-love. It all flows together. And in that time, telling myself I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to be a really good mum today. I'm going to do something extra fun with the kids. I'm going to be patient today. You know, and those little affirmations in that ritual. Is a really good place to start.
Giving yourself time, that me time, that 10 minutes in the morning for you is that me time for you. It's not about applying makeup and yes, it's about applying makeup, but then it all comes down to giving some time for you to prepare for the day, what's ahead of you. And we are not just mums, or we are not just working mums. We are women, and we can be single. We can be single mums. We can be not mums. We can be anything. But giving that time for you to get ready is confident. And if makeup's giving you confident, do it. No one's stopping you. I don't like when people say, oh my God, she's covered in makeup. How does she have the time to do all that? That's important. Making sure that you're giving your time to make yourself beautiful is important. And there was a time I used to think, what for? I'm married, I've got children, who do I please? It's important to please yourself. it's important to please your family. And I love when I finish getting ready and I come out and the kids, my little boys goes, "Oh, you look beautiful, mummy. You look so good." And it's a compliment. Take it. Tell them, "Oh, thank you for that. That was very nice of you," because you deserve it. You deserve to be complimented.
I never used to be able to receive compliments. Someone would say, "Oh, you look good. Is that new?" I'd be like, "Nah, this old thing," or, you know, "No, oh, it's ugly." Do you know what I mean? And somebody said to me, even if you receive a gift or that sort of uncomfortable feeling of somebody's paying you a compliment, to say thank you. Thank you. That's self-confidence. Yeah. Thank you for that compliment.
Take it.
And before we finish up today, there's a few little pointers that we want to share with you. Your words have power. So even if you don't feel like saying those self-love affirmations, there is no room for negativity if you are speaking life over yourself. Stop critiquing you. You are beautiful and you are valuable. And you have so much to offer your family.
Yeah, you do. If you become that person that you're meant to be, that you always was called to be, and giving that time for yourself and not feeling guilty for giving that time for yourself to please yourself and embrace yourself and take a compliment, do it. Do it, because you deserve to do that. And there's no better person than your own self to life coach you. No matter how many things you read or how many things you listen to and people speak over you, if you don't speak over yourself, there's nothing there. Nothing's going to work if you're not going to make an effort. Get out there and be yourself. And being yourself is the best confident ever. You don't have to become anyone else or do anything else. If you can compliment yourself and speak over it, that's all you need.
Absolutely. And break out of the disease of perfectionism. Nobody's perfect. There's no such thing as being perfect. Stop worrying about what people are thinking of you, what their opinions are. If they have something negative to say about you, it reflects more about them than what it does about you. Self-confident people are comfortable in their skin, and they're comfortable in their skills and their qualities, and that's
why they compliment others, because they're happy in themselves. If someone's spreading hatred over you or saying things that that's putting you down, think of it as that it's not about you. They're talking about themselves. It's how they get their perspective out. They're hurting. Someone once told me that if someone's hurting, they will hurt others, because that's how they get that peace, or how they feel comfortable in themselves. If they hurt someone back, that's how they feel comfortable. But if you're feeling wonderful and if you're confident in your own self, when you see someone, you want that person to have it. So take it away, spread the love and spread the joy. And as the sun's shining, get yourself out there, take a friend out and tell them how beautiful they are and that they can be anything.
That's so beautiful, Rangi. And yes, often people behave like that because they are hurting and they actually need that love as well. And you can bless them with your sunshining presence. That's all we have time for today, but there is so much more that we can't wait to bring you. And hey, we'd love to make a connection with you, so come and find us hanging out at our Facebook community group, where everyone is welcome to join. We believe that you have a purpose and a calling in your life, so if you head over to our website at ariseandshine.com.au, you will find free printables that will get you onto your journey of becoming the best version of you that you can be. We love you, and if you love us too, we would so appreciate a review on iTunes. This will help other people find us too. Now go and be amazing. You have so much to offer the world, and the people surrounding you are waiting for you to shine. So see you next time at Arise and Shine, the podcast.